بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا قوا انفسكم واهليكم نارا الى اخر الايه صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين honorable ulama respected hufaz elders and brothers assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh first and foremost we commence with the praises of allah rabbul alamin that allah who is mine and your soul sustainer Cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to depend, continue to flow upon our noble master, our leader, our mentor, our teacher, and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, in the list of entities to which we attach value, perhaps the greatest value is attached to our children. In the list of entities to which we attach value, perhaps the greatest value is attached to our children. The love that Allah puts in the heart of the parents for their children has no equivalent in the relationship of our worldly life. As an example, which is becoming an ever-increasing reality, is the marriage of a couple deeply in love with each other. We know how much the infatuation is before marriage and the time spent and I love you and you love me and darling and doll and all the other things that go with it. Yet, a few years go by and hard times and a few months go by and hard times and that once love that they shared is all gone. Amazing. It's just amazing. That how before marriage, like you're the world to me. And I can't live without you. And somewhere along the line there is an uphill or there is an argument or something happens and it's all just gone. But this is not the case in the relationship of a parent with their children. Seasons may go by, years and even decades may go by, but still that love remains ever present in the heart of a parent. Even when the child has become an adult and is able to fend for him or her for herself, yet the day comes that there is turmoil in the child's life, the parents spend restless nights. Even after the child is big and the parent is in his or her 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. But when the child is restless, the parent is restless. When the child is happy, the parent is happy. And the natural effect of this love that we have for our children is we vigorously desire the best for our children. In fact, the love is such that they desire a better life for their children than they themselves had. And so many times, you will concur with me that you hear parents say, that I don't want to give my child the life that I had. I don't want them to go through the same challenges that I had. And this is the love that Allah has placed in the hearts of parents. I don't want my children to see the days that I had seen. And in the fulfillment of this desire, we aspire to give our children all the tools, all the aids and implements which we feel would allow them to live a life of peace, happiness and contentment and become successful individuals and adults. Everything that we might have, every dry cent that we might have, we educate them in the best of schools that we can afford. We ensure that they attend punctually. We worry about their results. We send them for higher education. We spend hundreds and thousands of rands so that they may become someone, have a profitable income, and thus giving them the keys to a happy life. And when we have done this, we feel proud of ourselves that we have fulfilled our primary obligation to our children, and we have been instrumental in enabling them to become something out of their lives. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And all this is on its place, alhamdulillah, when conducted in a proper manner. When we look into the hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a different picture emerges. And a tool that is required to equip our child that perhaps many lack. And what is that tool that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of? He said, "Ma nahala walid walad min nahila afdala min adabin hasadin." That no father has given his son or his child a better gift than excellent moral values and conduct. And this hadith points out the priorities of the parents in the upbringing of a child. If we value the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we realize that raising our children as proper Muslims is perhaps the first and most important demand of parenthood. Once a man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, complaining about his disobedient son. This is an ongoing thing. From those times, we have these complaints that, you know, the children just don't listen. Manana, they don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. The mummies are complaining. They're phoning. So this is a complaint that was long before me and you even came into existence. So this father, he comes to the Amirul Mu'mineen. And he complains and he says, "My son is disobedient, O Amirul Mu'mineen." So Umar radiallahu anhu, like I would also do, summons the child, summons the son, and admonishes him for his disobedience to his father and neglecting the rights of his father. He's the Amirul Mu'mineen. He was a stern person. He was a disciplinarian. He took no nonsense. So he disciplined the child. He said, "This is your father. You ought to listen to him. You ought to fulfill his rights." So the son plucked up the courage. And he said, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Faithful, does not a child have any rights against his father?" What an amazing question the son asked. He said, "You have told me what you have told me, but I want to ask you, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I as a son, what rights do I have over my father?" So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Yes boy, you do have. And what are those rights, O Commander of the Faithful?" So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Your rights over him is that he should choose a good mother for you." That's a different topic on its own. He should choose a good mother for you. He should give you a good name. And thirdly, he should teach you the Quran. He should choose a good mother for you. He should give you a good name. And he ought to have taught you the Quran. So this boy turns around and he replies that, "O Commander of the Faithful, My father has not fulfilled any of these rights. This boy is telling the Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, my father has not fulfilled any of these rights. As for my mother, he has chosen the slave of a fire worshipper. As for my name, he has given me a name that has no meaning. And furthermore, he has not even bothered to teach me a letter from the Quran. Then Umar radiallahu anhu addresses the man and he says, you came to me complaining about the disobedience of the part of your son, whereas you yourself have been undutiful towards him because before he was even disobedient to you. And you have mistreated him before he even has mistreated you. This incident emphasizes the duty that parents owe towards the child and also points out the bleak outcome of disobedient and rebellious children that await a parent who neglects his or her duty towards their child. And decades back, my friends, the ulama of South Africa and our elders, many sitting here, alhamdulillah, Allah fill their lives with barakah. And those who have passed on, Allah fill their qabrs with nur and grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. They had the vision that wherever they went, they understood the importance of Islamically educating our children and embarked on a project of Islamic education in this country, a non-Muslim country that is perhaps unparalleled in the world today. This project that we refer to as the maktab or the madrasa. And they brought ulama from across, wherever they could find an alim to teach their children, they ensured they brought that alim. Whether he spoke English or he did not speak English. And in their own little way, they made an effort on mine and your education. And today, we know how to read the kalima. We know the declaration of faith. We know we learned who is Allah. We learned who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learned how to read the Quran. We learned how to make wudu. We learned how to perform salah. And we learned to become a proper Muslim. Today, that system which was established decades ago in our country is only taking roots in many other countries of the world. Respected elders and friends, you and I are aware of what is happening in Palestine. And some time ago, a decision was taken by the elders and by the ulama of Palestine that we need to bring the Quran alive in Palestine. And an effort was made, such an effort, such a rigorous effort was made that there is not a home in Palestine in which there is not a Hafiz of the Quran. Such an effort was made. And you know what was the result of that? The result of that was that an alim from the United Kingdom sent me a clip the other day. Of children in Palestine that were playing in mass graves that were dug. They were playing happily, like, you know, unfortunately our children don't know how is it to play outside today, cricket and all those type of things. They don't know. But these children were playing in these mass graves, laughing happily and chasing one another like how children would normally play. So there was a reporter that passed by and he questioned one of the children and he said, but how is it that you have the courage to play in a grave? Our ladies can't take a spade and put sand in the grave because their Nike techie mustn't get dirty. Because their Nike techie and their sneakers mustn't get dirty. They don't have the courage to lift a spade and put sand in the grave. Let's go to the qabrs and see what is the situation. These ladies are playing in the qabr. So this reporter asks this child, what determination, what motivates you, what gives you the courage to play in a mass grave? He said, oh my father, this is where I'm going to live. This is my end result. I'm just acquainting myself with my home. SubhanAllah. What is there to be afraid of? Tomorrow if a bomb comes and I get martyred, this is where I'm going to be. This is my resting place. You know where that level of iman comes from? When the child was nurtured on Quran. That level of iman of that youngster came because that child was nurtured on Quran. There is a brigade that are fighting the Zionists that is called the Qassam Brigade in Palestine. Every one of them is a hafiz of the Quran. My friends, where does the level of iman come from? Where does it come from? It comes when we attach ourselves and our children to Quran. Then Allah makes them resilient. Then Allah uses them for the service of deen. Then Allah takes them to the front line of the battlefield and they give their life for the cause of Allah. It doesn't just come like that. Who are the Taliban that brought the Soviet Union to their knees and America to their knees? They were youngsters. They were scholars of Quran. They didn't even know how to shoot a gun. But Allah used them to demolish the greatest superpowers of the world. The point that I'm making, my respected audience, is simple. If we wish to have children who will make dua for us when we leave this world, then the first step to ensure and the direction is to ensure a proper Islamic upbringing for our children. And the maktab is undoubtedly the first step in the right direction. That is the bottom line. If we wish to leave children behind with a legacy who will hold the flag of Islam high and who will at least come once a week to our qabr and read a Surah Yasin or make a dua for us, then the first step is to ensure, like we're looking for the best schools for our children, let us also look for the best madrasa for our children. And Allah has blessed us this year. We have such a beautiful system. We have a lovely madrasa running. We have a lovely hifz class running. There is no excuse whatsoever. And on that point also, when it comes time to pay the fees, pay it on time. In fact, when your salary comes, the first thing you do, take out the fees for your child's Quran education. Then you see how much barakat Allah will give you in your rosy. You and I know what is happening in Palestine at the moment. And as the world, just digressing a little bit, as the world zooms on the ICJ and its genocide hearings against Israel, don't for a moment lose focus on the power of Allah. Every decision comes from Him. Every solution comes from Him. We cannot be in the lawyer's seat or the judge's seat. But me and you, we can be on the musalla making dua. That we can do. We cannot be all at the Hague. We cannot be all in the lawyer's seat or the judge's seat. But we can be on the musalla making dua, imploring Allah for a favorable decision for the innocent and for the oppressed. And whatever the final outcome is, it is from Allah. Whatever the final outcome is from Allah, the one in whose hand is all sovereignty. And I encourage you, as my respected audience, let us try to dedicate as much as time to salawat and durood today, inshallah. As much as time possible. You see, me and you, we will not be asked if we freed Palestine. We will be asked if we stopped trying. Because we are responsible for our efforts, we are not responsible for the outcome. We are responsible for our efforts. We are not responsible for the outcome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all, one and all, in this coming year, inshallah. May Allah grant us the understanding, keep our children, inshallah, steadfast on deen, and keep them the flag bearers of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free all those that are oppressed in the world, from Palestine to Sham to Palestine, wherever. Allah free them from the yoke of oppression and grant them victory. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الأمجد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تزودوا للغد أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان إن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية أداء الحقوق منها ما على الأولاد للوالدين ومنها ما للأولاد على الأبوين وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والرجل راء في أهل بيته ومسؤول عن رعيته وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حق الولد على الوالد ثلاثة أشياء أن يحسن اسمه ويعلمه الكتاب إذا عقل ويزوجه إذا أدرك وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الغلام يعق عنه يوم السابع ويسمى ويماط عنه الأذى فإذا بلغ 6 سنين أطب فإذا بلغ 9 سنين عزل فراشه فإذا بلغ 13 ضرب على الصلاة فإذا بلغ 16 تزوجه أبوه ثم أخذ بيده وقال قد أدبتك وعلمتك وأنحقتك أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, making sure that all the gaps are full, staying as close as possible next to each other with love and with muhabbat, inshallah. Whilst we're doing that, we have the opportunity on a weekly basis, inshallah, to donate generously towards the house of Allah, towards the madrasa, towards the various activities that take place. Perhaps we don't have children, but inshallah, if we donate towards the cause, inshallah, every child that learns everything that takes place here in the masjid, inshallah, Allah will make us on, or give us also the reward on that behalf, inshallah.
قامت الصلاة وقد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف مرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعافية والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.